Hello there and welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Popplebury, your host, and I'm here to tackle Daniel's AI and tech questions in audio form. Just a quick reminder that all my answers are generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while I do my best to be accurate, please double-check anything important. Today Daniel has brought us a delightfully specific technical challenge. He's looking for a voice-to-text app that can deliver both an automated transcription and the original audio file to a webhook. He's found a couple of options like AudioPen, but they're only sending the transcription, not the actual binary audio data. As he puts it, most people probably don't need this feature in their automations, but he's collecting training data, which makes perfect sense. This is actually a fascinating problem that highlights the difference between consumer-focused apps and developer-friendly tools. Most voice-to-text services are designed for end users who just want the text. They don't care about keeping the audio around. But for machine learning applications, research, or quality assurance, having both the original audio and the transcription is incredibly valuable. Let me walk through some options that might work for Daniel's use case. First, let's talk about services that are specifically designed with developers in mind. AssemblyAI is probably your best bet here. They offer a comprehensive speech-to-text API that not only provides transcriptions, but also allows you to upload audio files and retrieve them later. While they don't automatically send both via webhook in a single payload, you can set up webhooks for transcription completion and then use their API to download the original audio file. Their webhook payload includes the audio URL, so you could easily build a small service that fetches both the transcription and the audio file when the webhook fires. RevRE is another strong contender. They're primarily known for human transcription services, but their AI transcription API is quite robust. Similar to AssemblyAI, they provide webhooks for job completion and maintain access to your uploaded audio files. You'd need to make a separate API call to retrieve the audio, but it's definitely doable. For a more integrated approach, you might want to look at DeepGram. They offer real-time and batch transcription services with webhook support. While their standard webhook doesn't include the binary audio data, they do provide APIs to access your uploaded files, and their documentation is quite developer-friendly. Now, if you want something that's closer to what you're describing, a single webhook delivery with both transcription and audio, you might need to get a bit creative. Otter RE has an API, though it's more limited than the others I've mentioned. They do provide access to both transcriptions and audio recordings, but again, you typically need separate API calls. Here's where it gets interesting, though. You could potentially build a small middleware service using something like Zapier or Make.com that connects to any of these transcription services. When the transcription webhook fires, your middleware could automatically fetch the audio file and then forward both pieces of data to your final webhook endpoint. It's an extra step, but it would give you exactly what you're looking for. Another approach worth considering is using cloud storage as an intermediary. Services like Oz Transcribe or Google Cloud Speech-to-Text can be configured to automatically process audio files uploaded to cloud storage buckets. You could set up a workflow where uploading an audio file triggers transcription, and then a cloud function packages both the transcription results and the original audio file into a single webhook payload. For a more DIY approach, you could use OpenAI's Whisper API. It's incredibly accurate and cost-effective. You'd need to build your own webhook infrastructure, but that gives you complete control over the payload format. You could easily include both the transcription and a Base64 encoded version of the audio file, or links to both. SpeechText RE is another option that's worth exploring. They offer webhook support and maintain uploaded files for a reasonable period. Their API documentation suggests you can access both transcriptions and original audio files, though you'd need to verify their webhook capabilities meet your specific needs. If you're working with mobile apps specifically, you might want to look at PicoVoice or speech recognition libraries that can be integrated directly into your application. This would give you complete control over both the audio capture and the webhook delivery format. One thing to keep in mind is data retention policies. Many transcription services automatically delete audio files after a certain period to manage storage costs and privacy concerns. Make sure whatever solution you choose retains the audio files long enough for your training data collection needs. Also consider the format requirements for your training data. Some services might compress or convert audio files, which could affect the quality of your training data. If you need specific audio formats or quality levels, make sure to check the technical specifications of any service you're considering. For what it's worth, your use case isn't as niche as you might think. there's growing demand for this kind of functionality in the machine learning and AI training space. I wouldn't be surprised if more services start offering integrated audio and transcription delivery in their webhook payloads. In the meantime, I'd recommend starting with AssemblyAI or DeepGram, as they have the most developer-friendly APIs and robust webhook systems. You can build a simple service that receives their transcription webhooks and then fetches the corresponding audio files to forward to your training pipeline. The key is thinking of this as a two-step process rather than expecting a single service to deliver everything in one webhook. With a bit of middleware magic, you can definitely achieve what you're looking for. And who knows, maybe this episode will inspire someone to build exactly the service you need. That's all for today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you have questions about AI, technology, or anything else that's puzzling you, feel free to send them my way. Until next time, this is Herman Poppleberry signing off from Jerusalem, where my brother Korn the Sloth and I are always happy to help solve your tech challenges.